Just one halakha from Hacham Obadiah in his Sefer Halichot Olam, Chelek Chet, Daf Nun Bet. Hanodel Letzdaka Be'et Sara. A person that's making a vow to give charity at a time of crisis. Tov Shuyomar Shalosh Pa'amim Elaha Demeir Aneni. It is proper that at the time that he makes the commitment to give the charity, he should invoke the zechut of Rabbi Meir Ba'al HaNes. The Gemara tells a story how Rabbi Meir Ba'al HaNes was actually Ba'al HaNes, the one of miracles that just by mentioning his name, miracles would happen to people. He told one time a certain watchman of a prison that if he finds himself in any trouble, just let him say, Elaha Demi'ir Aneni, and he'll be saved. And the watchman used that special sigula, Elaha Demi'ir Aneni, and he was protected. And therefore, Hacham Avadiyah says, V're'uya zichuto shel Tana Kadosh Rabbi Meir, Lehagir alav, Lehoshi'o, Mikol Sara, V'sukah. And it's worthy that the great Tana Rabbi Meir is filled today, just by mentioning his name, will bring a person protection and salvation from his problems. Now, it should be noted that the Hakam's opinion is, as well as Rav Chaim Palachi, it's brought down in the Sefarim, that one should not say, Elaha Rabbi Meir Aneni. You should say it exactly like the Gemara says, Elaha Demeir Aneni. And your Kavanah should be that whatever the Bimeir had in mind when he said, Elaha Demeir Aneni, that you're having the same Kavanah in order that you should have the Zechut. Others have a custom that they light a candle, lezecher nishmat Rabbi Meir Ba'al HaNes, or they donate money to Tiberia, to the yeshiva of Rabbi Meir Ba'al HaNes, which is by his kever. All these things are definitely legitimate sigulot. Rabbi Menachem Azadah Mipano also brings this down, the Ben Ish Chai quotes it, that it is proper to do such a kavanah. So again, when one is in trouble, he is allowed to make a neder to the tzedakah and to mention Rabbi Meir's name in the Elaha Demeir Aneh.